This morning, I just wanted us, before we get started here, I just wanted us to look at something. All the songs really touch my heart because I'm here to worship the Lord. I can listen to songs at home. We all can. We can worship the Lord then, but we're here as a family. And God loves that, just like any of you who have families. Don't you just love it? As parents, don't you just love it when all your kids get together? You know, you guys, you and Drew have, five girls. I mean, they come to you one at a time and tell you that they love you. But how great when they make a little plan and they all get together and say, let's get together, and all together, let's go tell Mom and Dad that we love them. Let's make them breakfast or something. Doesn't that just, that's just such a wonderful endearment. That's all that church is. Church is not where you live the life. Church is not where you sit and be holy. The churches are full across this country this morning. And people don't even know the Lord. They're just having an attendance experience. This is so unique. We're coming together as children of God for all of those who are. And you're not a child of God just by an earthly birth. You're a child of God because of one moment in your life that you say, you know, God, you're right, I'm not. I need you. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Start the work of reconstruction in me. Have your nature come in me so that I don't have to have just my own broken nature. And you start your journey. We are his children. And we come together as a family to tell him, Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. Yet we're struggling. Just like kids, they don't automatically come home and say, oh, I'm home, Mom. I'm going to do my chores immediately, and then I'm going to do my homework, and I love it all, and I'm very good at it, and I need no help from anyone because I can handle this. No. Anyone have kids like that? Shoot them. They're aliens. No. No. No one has kids like that. You're raising your children. They are not born knowing how to take a bath and what parts to wash first and last. They don't know how to iron or do the dishes. They don't know self-discipline. They don't know love and forgiveness. They're not born with a God nature. They're born with an Adam nature. And you cannot save them, but you can provide an environment in which the truth of God will be presented, an environment in which they in all likelihood are going to catch on to God, an environment that will enrich them in a walk in holiness. And then you leave the rest for God. So just like kids, what you do is you raise them up to do what? To stay in your house and live there forever? No. You raise them up so that they are strong and good and full of the foundation of God, that they can go out and be the future of this nation and world. Amen. The future sets of moms and dads and people that work in engineering and medicine and construction and that are the garbage men or whatever, God knows, whatever technical or physical field they might go into. Not just little dumb robots that had you do all the thinking and whatever. God is on the same track. We're born broken, handicapped things because of what Adam did. And our structure is totally changed because of what Jesus did. But, just like our little song said, I want you to, this chorus, let's read that together, all of you who can see that on the sign there. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Wow, isn't that great? Everything's done. I have no problemos. My chains are gone. Well, if that's the only part you read, my chains are gone, I've been set free, you're going to be mightily disappointed in a walk in the Lord. Because guess what? In all likelihood, we're going to leave from here and either start up again with the argument we had on the way in with your husband or your kids, or we're going to go out there and be ticked off with something else, or we're going to go out there and think of someone in our past, parents or guardians or teachers or someone who did us wrong, who gave us the wrong information, did the wrong things, and then we're going to be full of all the anger and the angst of the problematic sins against us. Or we're going to look at the world and seeing it fall apart. Or we're going to say, oh God, the babies are dying and the world is full of war. Where's peace and love? Excuse me. Is this heaven? This earth is cursed because of what mankind did. This body is cursed. Yeah. We are dying. The babies are dying. Diseases are here. And people, that whole devil has really gotten into our heads. People are actually shaking their fist at God, who is their only rescue. And he didn't even do this. But he says, I'm here. I'm your rescue. And he's not screaming in your ear. His passion is different than our passion. It says he speaks with a still, small voice. I just did that. I told you about, check out our, we got a great little blog going. God is really blessed with some of the messages, very short messages. We've changed a little bit on our site. We call it the blog now, so you can sign up for that and have it sent to your email each day. It's just Monday through Friday. The blog takes off on Saturday and Sunday. But anyways, God doesn't. But our life in the Lord is so different, but it's not easy. It's not all fluffy. It's this here. You could be really misled if you just put a period where God doesn't put the period. It's not my chains are gone, I've been set free, and everything is okay. Look what he talks about. God's ransomed me. I was captured by the world, the flesh, and the devil. I was not owned by God, but he said, I don't want anyone to perish, and I put a light into every man. So you see, he just didn't leave the handicap. This is great. And at some point, I'm going to get to the sermon. But anyways, I just want to cover this here. I want to cover this. But my Savior's ransomed me. And then, like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. That tells me a little bit more of the story here. If he's got love, and he's got mercy, and he's got grace, that might mean that it might take a while for my chains to be gone. It might take a while for me to get set free. Oh, that is what God says. My chains are gone. I've been set free. It's a goal. We're in the process of that. Now, there are things in my life and in your life, I'm sure, that were chains on you. And in a journey in the Lord, those things aren't chains anymore. I can drive past CJ's Tavern down there any day of my life and have no sense to go in there and tie on a good one. It ain't in there. It's just gone. It's finished. Not that I was ever at CJ's, but anyways. But you understand what I'm saying? There are things I was drawn like a moth to the flame previously before I knew the Lord. I didn't come to know the Lord till I was 30. I'm a way wicked old lady now. Not wicked. I mean wicked old. Excuse me. That's a Boston expression. Wicked means like, you know, really old. Really old. Wicked old, not a wicked old.
Really, 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 really.
Really old. But anyways. So, wow. So there's a lot in my life beforehand that didn't measure up to God. But he didn't hold it against me. He saw that I was hobbling through. What I was doing was because of a handicap. I couldn't meet his measure. I had nothing in me to meet his measure with. How unfair a God that would be to just have everyone not make it. But he can't force us. He had to give us free will, because free will is the only way we can show we love him, if we choose him over every single thing else. That's love. What are you going to do, buy him a watch? A Rolex? I mean, what are you going to give God to show him you love him? We give things to each other, don't we? We give compliments, we give gifts, we do chores and things like that. We show our love. How are you going to show God love? You gonna buy him a Rolls Royce or something like that? Earth is his home. I mean, heaven is his home. Earth is his footstool. I mean, you don't get any. It's more magnet. There's nothing you can do for him. He never asked you to do for him. Wow. The only way you can show God love is to obey him. Now, we're going to talk about that today. And we're talking about, do you have a case of ignorance? Not meaning stupid, meaning ignorance means without knowledge, without knowing something. Today, ignorant just means stupid. It's kind of changed, and it's, you know, in English today, you go, man, that was ignorant, you know, meaning stupid. Ignorant really means you don't have the knowledge versus knowing something and then just ignoring God. So are you ignorant or are you ignoring God? Wow. That's between you and God. Decide what's going on. Now, I know better. So if you see me trailing out, stumbling out of CJ's, you can say one thing. Could you say I'm ignorant? Uh-uh. No. Could you say I'm ignoring God? Oh, yeah. And when you ignore God, what do? You disobey God. Uh-huh. Boy, but that brings us right back here. Mercy, love, and amazing grace. Now, if someone could shut that off for me, because I'm not familiar on how to use a new machine. We'll get that down. That just kind of struck my heart, sort of like a little testimony here. beforehand. I know things kind of jump off at the page at you once in a while. Usually when God's dealing with us and something in our heart, something will jump out of the radio or off the TV or off the screen, or something in your life's going to come at you and you go, yeah, I hadn't thought on that in a while. So those are good things that come with the Lord. Now, I